On today's episode of The Sip, we spark a debate about critiquing red carpet fashion. Plus, we decide who's the asshole. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by...
Lizzie Gordon.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Sorry, do I have lip gloss on my teeth?
No, you're actually fantastically
She's
flawless.
Clean today, ladies.
I honestly, I have no idea what St. Patrick's Day even represents or stands for.
I mean, I Wikipedia'd it.
And what did you find?
Well, on the Wikipedia. Out. You know, I skimmed and scanned, and so I don't really know much to this day, but I do know it's about St. Patrick.
Uh-huh.
It might even be, you know, about Christianity coming to Ireland.
Okay.
What my gut wants to believe, but I'm pretty sure is not factual, is that it has to do with eradicating snakes from Ireland.
Oh, God.
But I'm making that up. That's just a gut instinct based on nothing in reality.
Well, we're celebrating the holiday by wearing green. I actually have one of Shane's hoodies on, which if you want to go to Shane Dawson's merch store, you can also find not only this hoodie, I think it's on sale right now, but also our Sip mugs and our Sip hoodies.
Look at me. This is me selling it. Let me just cover the entire mug so you can just see a blank fucking white piece of ceramic.
They are wonderful cups. I honestly use mine every day. It's the perfect size and I love it so much. Lizzie came to my house in green, but like a Christmas sweater from San Francisco.
Here's the deal. I really wanted to like go ham on this green shit, but like I didn't have the ability to like go the distance and like hit that shit up hard, like go to Forever 21 or like go to H&M and like do the damn thing. Uh-huh. So I just went to a what's it called? Resale store?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay? Store. Hold on. Our producer just hit the wall with her with every muscle in her body.
In my funny bone.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Carry on.
Sorry.
Carry on.
Forget about that. She's bleeding. Her arm's falling off. Yeah, no. I mean, I wanted to go the distance.
Anyways.
I wanted to get like a golf vest and everything, but I went to a used clothing store and wound up getting it from 1990. The Christmas sweater.
And then got here and ended up using one of my shirts back when I used to work at Clever and wore like clothes that made me look even 10 years younger than I was.
Well, my favorite shirts are your former shirts.
I wanted a green sequined vest, but I didn't have the energy to go out and start shopping yesterday. But we're, oh my gosh, we're also back in the studio.
We're back in the studio.
In
thank
the
God.
I see. I don't think I like it very much.
I love it in here. But honestly, I do forget how, I forgot how I fit in this chair initially. Like this, it does feel foreign.
I know, Lizzie.
But I'm glad to be back.
No, you were screaming at me like, we have to be in the shed tomorrow because it's raining, period. And then we get in the shed and she starts complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I've forgotten how to sit in my comfy, cozy chair in my comfy, cozy shed environment.
Right. Well, hit up the comments to let us know if you like inside or outside better. For some reason, I feel happier outside. I feel like a weight has been lifted. The sun is shining and I can see, you know, a new horizon.
You say that, but I'd like to play back the tapes on you handling the airplane business and the cars going by last week because you were not a happy camper.
I did. Get a little pissed. If you could like our videos, that would help very much, and subscribe to this channel, that would be wonderful. I had a chaotic morning because I was trying to rush to get everything ready for this show.
Yes.
And so I'm looking at my phone to look at the topics before I'm running out here while I'm peeing, because I always look at my phone while I pee.
This is a multitasker.
And I all of a sudden I start hearing something I shouldn't be hearing, and it's like I look down and the pee's ricocheting off the glass shower next to me and not the toilet.
As a person who saw this piss puddle, I'm wondering, did you... Like, there was so much urine in this bathroom, on the floor, on the side of the shower, that, like, honestly, he's like, oh, I peed on the floor, and I couldn't register the amount of urine that I saw on the floor as urine because it was... so much. It's like, well, none of it was in the toilet.
I had to have somebody else witness what was going on. So I start screaming. I'm like, Lizzie, get in here.
No.
Because
no.
I didn't notice it. No, I didn't notice it until like 6 seconds after I heard the stream sounding so much different than hitting the toilet bowl water. And I look over and it looks like somebody was taking a shower on the outside of the shower.
It really did. That's why it was so confusing. It looked like someone just threw a bucket of water in the, but that's, you didn't scream for me to come see it. I came into the office and I just hear you. the bathroom, go like this. Oh no. But I was like, what? What's wrong? Like, is it the snake? Just, oh no.
In my 20s.
You just have to see this. And I couldn't comprehend. And you're pointing at it. And I was just like, so someone showered with the bathroom door open, and it's like, no, this entire flood is my urine.
On the wall, on the floor. And I just want to say, in my 29 years of living on this planet, never have I missed so aggressively.
That was like insane. Like, that was insane. I've never seen a person miss. I don't even think you can call it a miss. It's different than a miss.
I gotta start putting my phone down. And you know what? I know we did screen time last week, but it was Sunday yesterday. And so it like pops up at the end of the week just to remind you how much of a shitty person you are for looking at your phone so often. And I was offended on a bigger level than I was when we even looked at the screen time, because I found a new category that tells you how many times you've picked up your phone. And if it's like, yes, 3 hours or 6 hours on your phone, it's horrifying.
Big brother.
But when it tells me that I was 12 like in the afternoon and I had already picked up my phone 66 times.
Fuck off with that information. No one asked.
Makes me want to die. Also, daylight savings just happened. Yeah. My body is not into it.
I'm a mess. Your girl woke up at 4:45 this morning and was just like, is this it? Am I up? Am I up for the day now? Like, my eyes just started watering. Like, I could cry. look into my eyes right now.
Yeah, you're watering.
Whew,
I appreciate
tired.
The extra hour of sunlight, but how long does it take a body to acclimate? Because I am not doing well. And I even tried to prepare. I told Shane like four times the day before, you know it's daylight savings, right? You know it's daylight savings.
It matters for somebody who's nocturnal.
It does. I mean, for me even, like, I have the luxury of most days being able to wake up when I would please to do so. Mm-hmm. But I put myself to bed an hour earlier so that
you're
I would
so
hopefully
cute.
Be on the same track. And then Morgan comes
I
over.
I trained for this daylight savings. I trained for it, goddammit.
I did. I trained very hard and I'm still feeling the effects. And then Morgan came over the day after and I was like, oh man, daylight savings is really fucking with me. And she goes, is that what happened? I've been feeling so tired. And I was like, we would be the polar opposites where I'm like scheduling it, preparing myself for it. And Morgan's like, is that why I'm tired?
I love her so fucking much. Well, the other thing that's like just ridiculous to me is like, everyone's like, turn your cock. It's a daylight savings blunder. Don't demonetize me. Anyways, turn your cocks back. Who even has a cock that needs turning back anymore? Like,
so
your
many.
iPhone automatically, your cock needs
well,
turning back.
Well, that's why, no. See, I think that's why most young people didn't know, like, my sister had no idea it happened because she doesn't have any of those kinds of clocks because your phone just jumps and you're like, oh, another day.
Yeah.
But I know from going into my kitchen, like the one on my oven, the one on my toaster, you know.
My oven doesn't have a clock because it's old as hell.
Right.
But I did get in my car on the way here this morning. I was like, fuck. Am I hella early? And then I was like, no, bitch, you know better. Like, you know, this is different.
All right. So what's going on with you?
Me?
Yeah. Hello.
Can you guys see me? It's weird. What's going on with me?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to make anybody in the room uncomfortable.
Right.
And I do want you to like treat me the same way you've always treated me. Like, yes, some things have changed, but some
are
things
are coming out. This is what I did when I came out.
Fuck
everyone,
you.
I'm like, okay, I'm coming out, but don't treat me like your GBF now. I'm just the same old Ryan.
Who's Ryan?
Me.
Oh,
right. The shirt is kind of giving off
vibes.
I know.
I'm not gay, guys. I'm not gay.
Okay.
I am on WikiFeet. I have made it to WikiFeet. I'm here. Thank you so much for contributing to my success thus far in life. But for real, like, I want you to just treat me exactly the same.
You know what? I am very happy for you because I know it's been a lifelong dream.
It really has.
Congratulations,
and
you made it.
I have to thank you specifically. Like, thank you so much for providing me, because I was looking at my WikiFeet profile and a majority of the images are from this show. So Chris, thank you so much. I'd like to thank Ryland Adams. I'd like to thank Brigitte. I don't know your last name, but that's on me. I also don't know Chris's last name.
I can't pronounce. Okay. Anyways, I thought something horribly horrific went on, because like every time Lizzie calls me, I think something's wrong.
Like, always, what happened now?
I know. It's never like, hey, how are you for me? It's like, oh my God, what happened? Are we okay?
I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm calling with nothing to say.
I know, but you've always told me in the past, like, if we ever have a real issue, you'd pick up the phone and call me. So yeah. I think I'm traumatized, even though it's never happened.
Right.
But Lizzie calls me, I think it was 11 p.m.
It was like 10:40, and so, you wuss.
And so my mom and my sister were here. I was like, Lizzie's calling me at 11 p.m. I should take this.
10:40.
And so like, I start walking out of the family room thinking something bad had happened. And she's like, bitch. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm at Wing Haven! And I was like, oh my God, I thought something horrible had happened. Is that it? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, have a good night. She's like, nah.
I wish you cared more.
But no, I asked for the link.
Part of me thought that I was going to come to set today. There would be balloons. There'd be a cake that said Wiki Feet Queen or something. Like, I don't know, with my foot score rating on it. Like,
I was honestly disappointed in your rating. You were a 4.5 instead of a 5.
I get it, though.
Oh, why?
I think I have weird feet, dude. When I was in-
So then why would your goal be to be on Wiki Feet where people are rating your feet?
For me, it's not so much about the rating. It's about the establishment of my humanity in the public realm.
You know what offended me even more? I then searched my name, and of I'm course. Not even up on there.
You're not?
No. I don't,
yes, you are.
Why are you wearing socks if you're, like, trying to get your feet
because
up
out there?
Because
we've already made it. If someone wants to see it, they got to pay for the fluff and the sock to
I guess
removed.
I should give them something to work with if they want to give
oh,
my
no.
feet.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Are
they dirty,
me,
baby?
Well, I'm very adamant about not having dry heels, so I have a nice, moisturized
but
heel.
Is there something wrong with Do you want me to rub them and get the blood?
You are going to rub my feet. You're not afraid of feet?
No, I'm not afraid of feet, but they're a little yellow. Like, I'm worried about this. Yeah. I'm worried about the circulation, honey. Feet should not be this.
Well, it's because I'm always sitting like this on the podcast.
I guess
like
mine are the same.
All circulation off from my feet. All
right. But my feet are like chalky.
I guess we should talk about who's sponsoring today's show, and we'll be right back. Today's episode is supported by Audible, which I love so much. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. You can find the largest selection of audiobooks ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, motivation, and more, like original entertainment from top celebrities, creators, and thousands of popular binge-worthy podcasts. I love Audible when I'm walking my dogs, when I'm driving, when I'm just moisturizing my face. I have it playing in the bathroom.
Same. I'm currently listening to The Simulation Hypothesis by Rizwan Virik.
Audible also has a newest plan called Audible Plus that gives you full access to their Plus catalog. You can listen all you want to thousands and thousands of titles, including ad-free versions of your favorite shows and exclusive series. You can listen while working out or cooking. They also have guided fitness, they have meditation, they have sleep tracks. So just download the free Audible app. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. Another cool thing about Audible is that new members can always try Audible Plus for 30 days on them for free. With everything you love all in one app, Audible is your playlist for life. So visit audible.com/thesip or text the sip to 500-500. That's audible.com/thesip or text the sip to 500-500. All right. So did you catch any of the Grammys this weekend?
No, the most I caught of the Grammys again was on Brigitte's Instagram story. I know fuck all about it. I saw this morning on the news that Noah Cyrus decided to wear a statement piece and they gave her hell for it.
Yeah. I mean,
oh my God.
I think the Grammys are a place for daring fashion tries.
Yeah, like, tries. Efforts.
And here's the thing. Like, yes, she's being dragged. Yes, people are equating her to taking all of the toilet paper from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. However, I'm torn on if stars... Like, is this what she wanted all along?
I'm always going to say probably fucking not.
Like, you thought she saw the look and she was like, this is sickening. It's going to turn heads. And it's like something so different and creative.
Yeah. It's like when Tana wore those, I don't want to call them curtain sleeves, but I don't know the appropriate term for it. Uh-huh. But it's like when Tana wore curtain sleeves to the VMAs or whatever.
Right. And there's a part of me that just
also,
thinks...
Also, I think the dress is kind of fucking cool. I think the silhouette is dope and unique and powerful. And I think that the way that it fit her body with the little cinches here and there was like lovely.
It's definitely a statement.
I think she's got a voice that could fucking like start an avalanche. Like,
it's a statement and it is a work of art. I don't think everyone has to enjoy every art piece that is created. I appreciate her stepping out of a comfort zone to put this on. However, what I'll say is from the back, like when she stood up, when other people were winning awards and she'd stand up in the ceremony, it just like, it was like, I understand why people are picking it apart, but I also understand why you're offended for her.
Like, don't shame the woman for picking like a fucking dramatic. She was up for new singer of the year or whatever. Like, this was her
best
first
new artist.
Sure. I watch these shows. I know what I'm saying. But like, honestly, like, give her, who fucking cares? It's not like when Gaga wore a meat dress. Okay,
are they super mean? I haven't looked. I'm not on Twitter. Are they super mean spirited, or are they funny that she could laugh at if she saw two? Like the toilet paper thing, if it were me, I think I could laugh at
it. I think the toilet paper thing was funny, but then like the used tissue thing to me is like not funny. It's just the gravity of people shit talking it is so damn
and
heavy.
Part of me, if I was Noah Cyrus and I was at the Grammys for the first time and I wore this outfit that I knew people were going to talk about. I mean, people go to the Grammys knowing that the fashion is going to be picked apart regardless of what it is. So wearing this, I almost think her going viral for it only makes her more famous. So if she can get past being offended, I'm not saying she shouldn't be offended, but if she can get past being offended, the fact that the whole world is talking about her for something she's wearing, I mean, it's not that serious.
I don't think she should be offended. I don't think she should be offended, but it's like, keep daring to try. Like, don't feel like the shame of this, like, universal scrutiny and, you know, like straight up like teasing. Like, this is full blown teasing.
Right.
And like, I can withstand a lot of teasing, but eventually I'm going to go out to my Prius and fucking cry where no one can see me.
I hear you. Yeah. And that's very valid as well. And not only her, but for the designer.
Yeah. And her whole team.
Yeah. The entire team. It's interesting. I mean, like, people, I think as a society, we're learning to be more generous towards one another.
Yeah.
But there were, like, fashion police used to just rip apart fashion in the meanest way for comedy. So there is, like, a fine line of, like, should we play and make fun of and with this fashion? I mean, I don't know where she stands on it. It'd be interesting to get her take. But I do agree, like, for a woman specifically, there's a lot more pressure and more eyeballs judging when a man can just wear a black and white suit and call it a day, and they're just gonna say, oh, that's Armani, or that's Tom Ford, and kind of keep it moving.
There's never the who are you wearing. It's like, tell me about your project, and it's like the woman walks up and it's like, who are you wearing, what made you choose this dress? It's like
and some people and people that love fashion might want to talk about the fact, like, even Harry Styles, who does wear gender bending clothing, he might be into talking about who he's wearing because it's
a statement
out of the norm, honestly. Yeah. And he was wearing his boas last night, so
I didn't even see his outfit. I like woke up enraged by Noah and was like, Harry who?
My best dressed was Doja Cat. I just thought it was so, you might have not even seen it, but it was like a leather racer jacket, but it was zipped all the way down, and then it had all these feathers, and I just thought it was beautiful. And last thing on the Grammys, I just want to say my favorite performance was Dua Lipa, the second half specifically. Mm-hmm. The first song, okay, but the second half, she gives me like everything I ever wanted in a performance. It's like the 80 workout nostalgia vibes where she's just like really killing it in every way that makes me hard for a woman.
I'm always offended when you talk about being hard for a woman that's not me. Always. I watched Species last night.
What is that?
It's like a movie from like the late 90s, maybe early aughties, but I'm pretty sure it's late 90s.
Aughties. Is that how people say 80s?
No.
Aughties? What's aughties? God,
the early
am I
millennials.
Looking stupid?
The early millennials, the 2000s, the oddies.
Wow, I didn't know that. Am I
that
the only one? People say oddies?
I didn't know either. I didn't either.
What?
Okay, you're the only one. Thank God.
I'm not the only one.
Well, you're the only one.
Sound off
in
the comments below. Who's part of Audie Nation?
All right, Netflix is cracking down on password sharing.
Fascists.
They've got to make the money. Honestly,
they've been making the money. If they want to make the money, they should stop making shows like Emily in Paris and save some coin.
You are not going to double down on Emily in Paris.
I'm going to double down on Emily in Paris until I have my own fucking show on Netflix.
This is not
Believe
the way
that.
To go about it. I just think.
No, I do. I have to admit, I was thinking about Emily in Paris in the shower this morning. And I was like, fuck, I do enjoy it. See, otherwise, I wouldn't fucking binge watch it. It doesn't make it good content, but I do enjoy it.
See, and I think if you're enjoying it, then it's good. Like, not everything has to be riveting to be classified as good. There's different types of entertainment. Like, if depending on the mood I'm in, I go for a drama or a vlog on YouTube
or Species,
a comedy.
Sci-fi horror with heavy sexual elements.
So they're cracking down on, they're going to ask for verification when you sign in using the same password that's already logged in elsewhere. Yeah. So you're going to have to be in the same household if you want to share a password. I immediately thought of you, because every week I get Lizzie asking for a different streaming services username
and
password.
Have I ever gotten your username and password though?
No, because I'm always very like, I'm out of the house.
Are you lying?
I don't like giving people my username and passwords because I don't like messing with the algorithm that's serving me. You know what I'm saying?
So maybe, and also I did think it was weird that you'd be like, oh, I'm out of the house. It's like, why does that change whether or not you know your fucking username or password? Also, you're never out of the fucking house.
Okay.
No offense.
Thank you for my pandemic etiquette. Thank you for making me look good right now until I'm able to get a vaccine, which I am going to get, by the way, because I want to go back to a yoga class so bad.
Damn, what? Dude. No, that's exciting. Are you signed up for the vaccine?
No.
Bottom line is, you've been lying to me?
Well, depending on the service. Some of them, I also don't feel comfortable because a lot of them are with my iTunes password, where I'd have to give you my iTunes, my Apple user ID and password.
But how would I even know that?
Well, I told you that.
So that's on you. Pick and choose your lies.
Or some days I just won't reply for a day, and then I'll be like, sorry. And she'll be like, I got it from somebody else. I group text. I sent the same mass text to everyone in my. Why can't you just pay for it?
Why would I when I can get other people's passwords?
Just
it seems
because,
silly.
See, I think Netflix.
Do I bring my own coffee creamer to your fucking house? No.
That's different.
Is it?
You wouldn't. No, because you wouldn't bring your Netflix password to my house either, because you'd use my Netflix at my house.
Right, but I could also use your Netflix at my house.
I just think
like
Netflix,
when I take your makeup home and I use it at my house.
Netflix. Oh, there's a couple new things
for me. I knew it. It's March, guys. I was just in the garage and I didn't see the fucking package, so it's just like, are you opening my mail now?
I left it at the mailbox.
Thank you.
So just pick it up on your way out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's all wet and rained on.
I just think Netflix is going above and beyond to really serve us with content, especially in today's trying times. And everybody already has Netflix. So the only way they're going to increase their revenue to bring us more is by cracking down on password sharing. And I understand it's frustrating for a lot of people.
Oh my God.
But I just think like we're spending less money going out to the movies and da-da-da-da-da, so why not? All right.
I hope you get bullied for this standpoint, by the way. I really do.
I guess
because you sound a lot like a narc right now. You're like the hall monitor that's fucking calling the principal and telling him when kids are smoking
if
in the bathroom.
If they allow sharing, that's fine. Like Hulu still allows sharing, and I have Shane's mom as an added account.
Shane's
on my
mom can have an added account.
You've never asked for an added account.
I'd like an added account.
I think, well, if that's something I can do, I'll give you your own account.
You
I'm
say
mostly,
that on air now, but I want to follow this up on Instagram.
I'm mostly concerned about my algorithm. Okay, I wanted to talk about Justin Bieber, who recently revealed that he's no longer utilizing a cell phone. The way he's communicating with the world is solely through an iPad. And to get service through your iPad, you have to have Wi-Fi. So
it's like a landline.
Then I went
down
a hole.
Like a big flat landline.
And I saw there's a bunch of other celebrities that also behave like this.
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley, among others. Is this behavior you would engage in? No cell phone.
I'd like to, yeah. I had to deeply consider it. It's like, because the honest answer is like, probably not.
Right.
But like, I'd like to get there.
I just...
I have a deep, unhealthy addiction to my phone that's definitely replaced all of my other habits. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to the degree where it's like, when I feel anxiety now, I'm like, oh, I gotta play threes. Or like, oh, I gotta just... I'm not even looking at Instagram. I'm just swiping at it just in case somebody tries to talk to me. And,
your
like,
screen time last week validates that.
It's sad. I don't feel shat on for that. Like, honestly, like I do, I want to be a present person, but it's like sometimes I'm so uncomfortable in my own skin that I'm seeking to numb myself with this device, which is like, I used to do that with weed.
Right.
I used to do that with alcohol. And like I'm doing the same shit with a technological device that's like, I love this.
And everyone does. And why can't I even pee for 30 seconds without it, without having to pee on my shower door, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and I,
yeah,
I think
you're the victim of
well,
that.
my screen time last week was down a lot because I made like a few, choices to try to have a healthier mindset. And it's not like to say I'm better than anyone for trying these things. I'm just actively trying to have a happier mind state at all times.
Do you feel better?
And yeah, I mean, I have like, not looking at social media as much, I feel exponentially happier.
And I love that.
And I can only imagine that someone like Justin Bieber, who has been through the ringer all of his life, up and down with social media, it probably feels liberating to live in the moment and with the people that he's surrounded by. My only initial concern is safety. Like, what if you get in a car accident and you only have your iPad? I guess there's other people driving
fast. Well, there's OnStar.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely has OnStar.
And he probably is not alone a lot.
Right. And he probably has a driver, honestly.
Yeah, and security, you know. But when he is alone, like, unless it's a period piece vehicle, like, he probably has OnStar. And people survived the 90s without having cell phones.
My only problem is Instagram on the iPad is horrendous. Like, it doesn't
app itself?
It doesn't even it doesn't go vertical. You have to stay horizontal. And I don't even know if you can post on it. So if he's posting on Instagram, I am weary about how he's able to post.
He's like, Haley, let me get your phone.
Do we want to talk about Marriage or Mortgage? Or are we good?
I would love to talk about Marriage or Mortgage. Because you told me about this show this morning, and I'm just like, what in the fuck?
Yeah, my panties got all up in a bunch this past weekend when I saw Netflix launched a show. It's called Marriage or Mortgage, or something like that. Mortgage or Marriage. Who knows?
Whatever.
Where couples, they have a specific amount of money saved, but they have it either for a dream wedding or a down payment on their future house.
Get the fucking house.
Is this
even a show?
And that's what I thought, like, oh, this is an interesting topic because everyone's gonna choose the house. So I'm watching the first episode and it is right down my alley. They're like wedding planning, they're touring houses. But the thing is, the first couple chose the wedding.
No!
They blew their $35,000 on a wedding.
Wait, $35,000 can get a house?
Well, the down payment on your house.
Ooh.
Yeah, so...
Where? Should we move there?
I mean, I think lots of places. LA is just like, real estate's insane. But I just can't imagine going... like. A wedding's a day. And you'll have photos and the memories, but like, put it in the backyard of your house that you're putting the down payment on.
Exactly. Like, I used to tell Joe, like, I don't want an engagement ring, Joe. I want a house.
It's just, I guess this is an interesting for us because we're on the same side. We're both like, invest in the future because the house is going to serve you for a very long time. And it's an investment where if you turn around and sell it in a few years, you could probably make the money and have your appreciation could be the wedding. Hold on the wedding.
Yeah.
Especially during coronavirus.
I feel like, but you and I are specifically unique where it's like, we feel like the commitment is more important than the actual celebration of said commitment because we kind of celebrate that every day. Mm-hmm. Cause we're like juiced on our guys. Like they're great.
Yeah. And I guess I'm also just you're not talking to a person here that has dreamt about their wedding day their whole life. As like a gay man. Yeah. It's just like the fairy tale has already been squashed.
All I've ever wanted is to be the captain of a softball team, obviously.
Just kidding. It's because of the shirt. It's funny. I'm sorry.
When we come back, we're deciphering who's the asshole.
Who's the asshole?
Today's episode is also supported by Liquid IV. We've talked about them before. They have sponsored the podcast. I love them so much. They help me meet all of my fitness goals by tripling my intake of water. One packet equates to 1 to 3 bottles of water, which is insane. Plus, it has all the vitamins you'd ever need. I like to chug mine first thing in the morning so that I know I start my day fresh and hydrated to make my skin feel nice and clear. It's made with clean ingredients. It's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. It has no artificial flavors or preservatives, and it's less sugar than an apple. They have so many flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, and passion fruit. They recently launched strawberry, which tastes fantastic. So get your strawberry Liquid IV and their other great flavors in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off anything when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SIP at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code SIP at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Use promo code SIP. Okay, so we're jumping on the bandwagon. Am I boring you?
I'm so sorry.
Am I boring you or is it daylight savings?
It's daylight savings, girl. You know I'm a fucking mess right now.
Mrs. Yawn O'Clock. Okay, so we're jumping on the bandwagon. Lizzie's been wanting to do this for a while where we dive into Reddit's Am I the Asshole section or thread.
Yeah.
I
don't Reddit either. My friend that does Reddit was like, have you seen this? And I was like, no, but I should be on it because I'm constantly wondering if I'm the asshole.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we had Brigitte pull a couple for us to decipher if people are indeed the asshole. Do you have the first one for us, Brigitte?
I do.
You know, people call me the ghost voice, just so you know.
Just because they
don't know what my face
they
looks
rarely
like.
See the phantom.
So the first one, am I the asshole for not letting my friend wear my engagement ring? So basically, she has this friend at work who, like, is just super interested in the fact that she's engaged. And the only time she takes off her, you know, the girl that's writing in, takes off her engagement ring is to apply lotion on her hands. Uh-huh. One time she took it off, left it on her desk, and her coworker came up to her desk, grabbed it, put it on.
So does the coworker want to just try it on for size and look, or does she want to wear it for extended period
just for size and look on. Just like to see well, what it looks
yeah,
like on
I
her
think
finger.
You are the asshole. Why the fuck do you care?
Well, okay, if it's a coworker, maybe she doesn't actually like the coworker. Not everyone likes
right
their coworkers.
I mean, okay, well, I will say this, like I've asked a lot of, I think I asked to try your engagement ring on.
Should we try each other's on?
Yeah, no one's ever asked to try mine on, which hurts my feelings.
Oh my gosh, I've never even thought about it either. I wonder if we're the same size.
I think I've asked to try yours on.
Some people consider that bad luck, though.
Oh, give it back.
No, I'm so excited.
I don't want to have more bad luck than I already have. I'm kidding. I'm very blessed.
I think your relationship's fine,
wait,
though.
Now that you threw that at me, I'm very superstitious, and now I'm like, hold up, bitch.
I was like, I'm sure I've tried yours
okay,
on, though.
What if we try them on opposite hands? Okay. Maybe that will take away the bad juju.
I have, like, very tiny fingers, so if you can get those on, you should see a doctor.
Okay, let's see. I might have to put this on my pinky.
Oh, you have tiny fingers.
Oh, no! Oh, my! That's why she doesn't let her friends wear her engagement ring. Listen up, lady.
I just dropped it.
If she just wants to try it on for size and to see how it looks and to cop a pic and send her boyfriend that she wants to be her fiance, like, some nudging, I think, come on, let her try your ring.
So would you say she's an asshole?
For not letting her... I'd have to say yes, because even if it was somebody I didn't like, even if it was a coworker I didn't like, I'm letting you try.
You, what are you trying to say, bitch? What are you trying to say? And if you want to apologize, I'm only accepting fucking Subway tuna sandwiches.
We have each other's on right now. What did you think about mine?
I mean, I really feel like I've worn it before. I really, really like it.
I like yours as well. I'm going to go ahead and say you're the asshole. Not you. The lady that's not letting her friend do this.
I mean, I would definitely say you're the asshole unless the bitch asking to wear it is the asshole because she's like, you're not actually friends.
Right.
And I do think it's like coworker relationships and personal relationships are definitely different.
Uh-huh. 100%.
I would never ask a coworker if I could try their engagement ring on unless we'd been working together for like 6 years and we were homies outside.
Right.
But if your relationship level is that of it calling each other coworkers, probably don't fucking ask.
With the caveat that I need to look into the superstitious angle of somebody else wearing your ring, I feel like even if I didn't like the person, as long as it was under my supervision and just for a hot second, I still think I'd let them try it on.
Yeah, I don't know. I go either way with this one. I say either of you could be the asshole.
All right. What's our next one, Bridget? All right.
The next one is, am I the asshole for wanting to cancel on a bachelorette trip because the couple broke up?
Absolutely not. Bachelorette trips are fucking awful.
So basically everything was booked. The trip was booked. The flights were booked. And then the couple later broke up. So the bridal party was still expected to pay the maid of honor for the trip, mm-hmm. who booked, you know, because she booked everything. So is the maid of honor and are the bridesmaids assholes for wanting to cancel the trip? Or should they still go on it? Because now the friend's depressed. Maybe she needs it.
I don't know. I feel like, and like, I get that I'm about to be a bride and that I'm constantly like playing hypothetical bachelorette party scenarios with every single one of my friends via text every day. But I feel like, and I love all my friends who have been brides and I'm very grateful to have been asked to be a bridesmaid a couple of times. But I also always think that the bride's an asshole for assuming that anybody can drop fucking $500 bare minimum on any kind of vacation, on dresses, on travel, on hotels for the wedding. Like, all of it's a fucking nightmare.
And I think that's my issue with weddings in general, because you do want it to be a fun environment for everyone that's attending. However, I think there's always a lot of pent up energy because of the expenses that your guests have to incur to enjoy the day with you. Initially I was thinking, oh well, now it's just a big old party, so yeah, go on it. But no, this woman's facing a breakup, like with her fiance, a canceled wedding. It's gonna be a nightmare. Like, I'd want to cancel too.
An expensive nightmare.
But it's already paid for.
But well, can they get the
maid
money
of honor
back?
Paid for it. So you know how usually the maid of honor mm-hmm. will plan everything and pay for everything. The bridesmaids usually will get, you know.
So is she the asshole for no longer wanting to attend?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
like
so either.
It's like what we were celebrating is no longer.
Yeah, I also feel like if your best friend is engaged, but you're financially not like steady, mm-hmm. I don't think you're an asshole for saying like, I love you, girl. Like I'm there for you on the day, but I cannot afford to do all of these things.
Right. And I think the bride who's going through a breakup, although it's a traumatic event, should be able to understand that this is probably no longer something that even she should be doing.
Yeah, I mean, I like,
they can cope in different ways. Like, they could still get together. Yeah. I just don't think it has... I don't think this girl's the asshole.
I don't think she's an asshole at all. Like, my other... So, my really good friend, her bachelorette party fell during the pandemic, and we canceled the bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was comfortable saying to the maid of honor, like, keep my deposit, that's fine. Uh-huh. But there, at no point were they expecting every girl to keep her deposit.
And so, if some girls had asked for the deposit back... Who eats the money?
Technically, it falls on the maid of honor or whoever's card it was on initially, which sucks. But that's why it's like, these are fucking crazy traditions.
Yikes.
These are fucking crazy traditions, which mm-hmm. I also think are like not cool. Because you hear me panicking every day. I'm like, let's go to Tulum. You're like, Lizzie, you fucking hate Tulum. Like, all my friends were like, are you sure you want to do that? Like, you don't like leaving your bed. And I'm like,
nor
right,
do you like
right.
a beach.
No,
that's
I don't.
Why I just think like,
but I do like the warmth.
can we not just like have it somewhere low key and not super expensive?
That's why this morning I was like, how do you feel about Utah?
But the problem, I guess, boils down to the flights aren't going to be refundable. The venue yeah. or where the hotel isn't going to be refundable. So who is responsible for paying for this? If it were me, I'd be like, fuck it. I'm going on the vacation because yeah. I paid for it. And I'd rather pay for it and go than lose the money and not.
Not go, yeah.
But I don't think you're the asshole for not wanting to go.
No, absolutely not. I think whenever you want to call off a plan, call off the fucking plan. Like, who gives a shit? People are regularly like, oh, I'm so sorry I canceled. It's like, I'm so grateful you canceled. Like, I wanted to do nothing. I have been dreading this fucking event forever. Like, thank God you canceled this.
All right. Well, let's jump into some viewer voicemails.
Oh, no. That being said, you can't cancel on my fucking bachelorette party. I'll kill you.
Hi, Riley and Lizzie. I'm Freddie. I live in Connecticut. But I have one question for Rylan. Do men have G-spots or do they not have G-spots? When you fist somebody, like, can you grab like their balls? Shit. You know
what is going on?
He's going on an adventure. He's going on a journey just as all of us are. He's getting graphic. And the more he thinks about it, the more he's thinking about what else can I do to make this situation even better. I mean, I think
that did sound like a lot of self-discovery.
If somebody was being fisted and the recipient could find a way to enjoy that big of something in their butt, I think, yeah, playing with the balls in front would probably add a little extra pleasure. I will say, we have talked about anal sex a couple of times on the
and
podcast.
And the male G-spot.
And I haven't clarified that men do have a prostate, which is an extra added layer of, I think, orgasm
anal
potential.
Pleasure.
Yeah. But you were saying you can still have an orgasm.
There was
a
just a shit ton of people in the comments saying, like, ladies can't enjoy it because they don't have a prostate. It's like, I know a lot of fucking bitches who love butt stuff.
No, I don't think a woman can't enjoy it. I just think
a man probably
gets off to it in a different way because of the prostate.
I think men and women get off in a different way in every position imaginable. But that just because a woman doesn't have a prostate doesn't mean that she's not coming really quick from butt shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not arguing that.
But people in the comment section are, so come for me, bitch.
I don't know a lot about the prostate, though.
I don't know a lot about the pussy, but I still have a great fucking orgasm. Like...
Okay, so Lizzie's just saying if it feels good for you, more power to you. But I do yeah. think the prostate is Chris is agreeing. Do you know much about it?
Yeah, Chris, have you ever had a vaginal orgasm? Have you ever been a woman who has butt sex? No, you can't speak to it.
No, not for women. I was just going to say for men, they make G-spot, male G-spot sex toys specifically for the male G-spot. They're definitely
to hit
used.
The prostate.
Okay, yeah. Here's mm-hmm. what I want to know. Women in the comment section, have you ever used a male G-spot sex toy and have you come from it? Because I'm like, honestly, I find this conversation to be so fucking
baseless. Like,
well, no, I just think it's men have a prostate and women don't. We don't know the varying levels of satisfaction.
We're saying the same thing, but it bothers me that there are some people who are like, women can't enjoy butt shit because they don't have a breast. Like, that's not true.
They can still definitely enjoy it. There's like,
we're
all saying the same thing in this room. I don't have a prostate in my mouth. I can still enjoy giving head, you know?
That is a good point.
All right, we're going to have to get a sex expert one day. Brigitte, can we look into a sex expert?
No, where but honestly, we can that's a good fucking point. But I definitely think women have more physical pleasure from butt stuff than they would imagine sucking a dick.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's more pleasure receptors in an asshole than there are in a mouth.
Well, because we're not super knowledgeable about it, let's put it on pause, get a sex expert on the show, and listen to the next voicemail for now.
I'm not putting this on pause. I'm taking this to the fucking streets. They're going to have to call the National Guard.
My feet stink.
Wear socks, bitch. What?
Are you speaking to yourself?
Yeah, I used to have stinky feet too, but I didn't wear socks. They smelled like vinaigrette dressing and fucking pickles and shit. When I was younger, my friend's parents used to kick me out of the car on the way home.
Yeah, I made you leave your shoes on in my house at all times. Oh, that's right.
You stink shamed me too.
I didn't. Stink shame.
Okay.
Again,
what do you call making a friend sleep in their shoes?
Listen.
Besides stink shaming, when
it's a body odor somebody can control, I think it's okay to address the situation. If it's outside of, like, odors are something I think are addressable.
Sure.
Okay.
Fine.
And
he's a stink shamer.
She just wanted to share that her feet stink.
Her feet stink. What should she do?
Lizzie
is the expert on wiki feet. She should have some advice, right?
This is true. If you're not wearing socks, wear socks. If you're not washing your feet, wash your feet.
Period. I also think there's some sprays. I think there's some products specific. Yeah, there's some for your shoes and your feet both separately.
It doesn't matter, no matter, like, even if you have sweaty ass feet, if you're wearing socks and you always wear socks with, if your shoes are already soiled, they're already soiled. You can't come out with not stinky feet if your shoes are stinky. Like, okay, you need to replace the soles of your shoes.
Get some new shoes, wear some socks.
Yeah.
Use some sprays if you have.
Wash your fucking feet. Baby powder's great if you've got super damp things going on.
All right, you guys. Well, that is where we're going to leave you for today's show. I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you enjoyed us being back in our studio.
I think this is the best. I think this is the best.
I do like the controlled sound, but I like the looks of the exterior vibe.
Yeah, but it's like itchy out there and it's bright and it's like, I can't do this with my legs out there.
All right, you guys, if you want to follow us on social media, we're at The Sip Official on Instagram. We also have our own personal accounts. We love you so very much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
And that's The Sip. Sorry, we forgot it last week.
Oh, we forgot the
outro.
We were
traumatized by that fucking snake.
There was too much going on. I've never forgot an outro in our 20 episodes prior.
No.
Wow.
And good for us. We've done that many episodes?
This is 22.
Oh my God. I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling 22. I can't sing to save my life.